The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Do it. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Hey there, good morning, 640. Brock, Hunter.
Enhance.
So put the damn thing. Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? Welcome to it. It is the Plan B Morning Show. It's Monday. Getting it through it. I don't know. I'm not. Are you?
It hits.
It is better with the keyboard sound effect. It is better with the legit keyboard. I mean, you can do it with your mouth, you know. But when you have an actual keyboard, it does make a difference.
It hits.
You know, I still have only seen the second one only once. Once, maybe twice.
You need to watch it again. I'm telling you. The first time, it's like, all right. Because you're comparing it to the first one. The second time you watch it, dude, it's better. I'm telling you, it's way better.
Yeah.
Farva in that movie. Here's the second time I saw it. There are a lot of subliminal things I missed.
Yeah.
Like, they start a lot of scenes, like, with the end of a joke. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like for instance, and that's the second time I got crabs.
Exactly.
And then they start into their bed or whatever. It's hilarious. I love some of the stuff in that movie.
All right. Maybe I'll give it another go. I'll see if it's I don't think I wanted to pay full price for it when Amazon. So maybe it'll be discounted right now and I'll give it a shot there. So
how about this one? They start the one scene. You know, it's more of a midnight blue. And I can't tell you the rest of the joke because it's
That's all you need. All right, perfect. Well, I'll check that out. Anyway, let's get to it, your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Smashing Pumpkins guitarist Jeff Schrader has not only confirmed what Billy Corgan said in early February, that there's a completed double album in the can, but says Corgan is already at work on another future release. Apparently he's taking time.
Billy.
He's taking advantage of all this quarantine time. Mm-hmm. Taking part in a Yamaha on the bench artist check-ins with Sessions, Schroeder said that Corgan has used his coronavirus downtime to, quote, get the ball rolling, and that once the band can all get together on what they'll try and do even more music, since there's some time to do it. When Corgan initially revealed that the album was completed, he called it, quote, a classic. So, I think we're all in for a treat, some new Smashing Pumpkins.
I think we talked about it a few weeks ago, man, about coming out of this quarantine thing. And, dude, there's going to be a lot of great music. There's a lot of downtime and a lot of musicians just kicking around thinking, you know, all right, now's a good time to make some new music. And you know what? Corgan, smart dude. The dude's brilliant. So he's going to, I mean, obviously he's came out with great music, but you give the guy a little bit more time, I'm telling you, he's going to come out with something great.
He just hates Disneyland, but he loves making great music. He just loves making great music. So there you go. Smashing Pumpkins ready for us. We're going to be hearing it very soon, I'm sure. All right. That's your rock news.
Sorry, I was going to say Corgan cracks me up. I know you've been watching the Rogan podcast a little bit. Did you see the one with him?
I haven't watched it yet. It's been in my queue for a while. So
it's a very, very good one. But it's funny how he wears this coat, and he doesn't put his arms in the coat. He just drapes it over his shoulders the whole time like a vampire kind of. Dude, the whole time you're just – I'm looking. I'm like, dude, put your arms in your coat, would you?
Dude, I think he's gonna going to bite Joe Rogan on the neck. This is crazy. All right. Well, I'll check that one out. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1949, keyboardist Rick Wakeman of Yes was born in London. I'm a big fan of Yes. Their early stuff, very progressive, kind of like, I wouldn't say jam band, but like their songs were long. You'd have like, you know, maybe only four songs on the side because they were all like 8 minutes long. And then they got a little bit more radio friendly in a sense. But Owner of a Lonely Heart, dude. Dope stuff. So,
lonely heart,
much better than a owner of a broken heart. Obviously, we did a terrible job on that, but there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.